Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Thanks for tuning in to our Patreon exclusive bonus episode. Listeners like you are the reason we keep the show going, so thanks so much for your support. And enjoy this bonus interview as our thanks to you. Hello, everyone. I originally released this episode as a Patreon exclusive, but I'm making this episode available to all listeners due to its timely relevance to current events. As our nation experiences unprecedented political turbulence, understanding how to process the constant flow of information becomes more important than ever. In Chaos and Control, Part 1, I tackle the overwhelming phenomenon of information overload, a challenge that has become increasingly critical in our fast-paced and chaotic world. I explore how the constant stream of negative news can lead to mental exhaustion and impair our critical thinking, particularly when dealing with manipulative systems and toxic political environments. While steering clear of partisan views, I focus on revealing the tactics employed by politicians and media organizations to shape public perception. This analysis, I think, is crucial for maintaining clarity in today's political landscape. Throughout the episode, I provide concrete strategies for managing information overload, and I share practical techniques for maintaining mental well-being while staying informed, including how to take strategic breaks from news consumption and focus on key issues that truly matter. I hope this episode is a help to you during these times. Hello, lovely Patreon supporters of the podcast. This is another bonus episode. And I want to preface it by saying that at times on my show and at times on this bonus episode portion of my show, I will sometimes mention people's names like certain political leaders. And I think I've tried to be very clear about the fact that I am not taking on any kind of political messaging by doing that. I'm really trying to highlight personalities and methods of influence and control and things that feel similar to the work that I've been doing. There just happen to be some people out there in the public eye who do things that are more consistent with a lot of the kinds of personalities I have been dealing with and studying for many years. So this is not to tell you how to vote, and this is not to tell you what to believe socially and politically. I'm just highlighting certain personality styles and leadership styles. Okay, with that disclaimer, I want to be able to talk about information overload. A lot of people have been talking about that there's so much happening all over the world that it is easy actually to get overwhelmed, and it's easy then to tune out what's happening around you. There was someone who I was talking to recently who came up to me. I don't remember where I was. I think standing in line at the pharmacy, who just looked overwhelmed. And she then turned to me. I guess she thought I'd be someone who would want to hear about her troubles. And it happens a lot, I think, when you're a therapist. Whether people know you're a therapist or not, you just might have that kind of face. And she just said, oh, there's just, I mean, and that was it. And then she turned back around and she said, can you believe this? And I thought, wow, typically I would know what someone is talking about. If someone turns to you and says, can you believe this? It would be because something has just happened or something is happening that's affecting us all in a certain area. Being here in Los Angeles, it could have been that there was recently an earthquake or something. But I thought, I actually don't know what this she's talking about. There are so many thises right now. So I said that to her. I said, I wish that I knew what you were talking about. I wish there was just one this. But are you talking about the presidential election? Are you talking about the plane crashes? Are you talking about the LA fires? What are you talking about? I'm so sorry. And she said, oh, right. I was actually talking about the fires, but, oh, right? And we just sort of shook our heads and went back to standing in line because there was almost too much to talk about. And that happens. That happens sometimes in our lives. And that happens sometimes in the world. And sometimes it's purposeful. And what I mean by that is, when I was talking to someone years ago on the podcast, whose job it was to track Russian propaganda that was being fed into Ukraine. She worked for an organization in Ukraine that was trying to keep tabs on fake news that was being brought into Ukrainian news as real news so that the Ukrainian people would be busy turning on each other because impressions of certain parties or certain people were being printed in the paper as lies, really, so that people would doubt or not trust certain factions of their own people and turn against each other. So that while that was happening, in this situation, the Russians could come in and take over and start a war and assert dominance, sort of while everyone was distracted. So there are a lot of people now who think that's actually what's happening, whether it is on purpose, whether it is just that when you're dealing with certain kinds of politicians, there is just so much happening, so many things that they say that they may or may not mean, so many things that they're signing off on that they may or may not have thought through that have huge and sweeping ramifications and make huge and sweeping changes within our society that then reverberate through our society, then you have people just trying to deal with it all, and then you reach a saturation point. There are people who have said to me that they had no idea all that was happening to them within a cultic system because they were so busy building bomb shelters to prepare for Armageddon, because that's what was on their mind, that they weren't thinking about the fact that they were being kept from medical care that they needed. They really weren't thinking about all the weeks and months and years that had gone by and they hadn't talked to their families. They weren't thinking about the fact that years were passing them by and life opportunities were passing them by because they were so busy, so consumed. And there was the sense of a deadline that they have to get things done within a certain amount of time, and then your heart is racing and you have to keep going. And There are other people who said that they didn't have time to think because they were busy memorizing all the things they were supposed to memorize within their cultic system, all the different tracts or the different teachings or the books they needed to read by the leader. In any of these situations, in all of these situations, it is information overload. And what it does to us is very interesting. It overwhelms us. And in many situations, it's deliberate. It gives us this overwhelming amount of data, actually excessive data, teachings and stimuli, and it's beyond our capacity to process all of it effectively and even take time to do research to find out if the things that you're being told are at all accurate. You just have to memorize them, or you have to respond to them, or you have to protect yourselves from them. And so cult leaders strategically use this tactic to flood the followers with constant new teachings, new rules, new revelations. They create an environment of mental exhaustion, and it impairs critical thinking. They establish themselves as the necessary interpreter of complex doctrines, because when something is hard to understand, you will very often think that it must be above your level and that you then need the leader to interpret it for you. But it could very well be, as we've talked about here, that it just makes no sense at all. And overwhelming followers also keeps them too mentally occupied to question or to doubt. And so the same thing has happened now with the president here in the United States, Donald Trump. He has actually been known and has been talked about by people within the Democratic Party and the Republican Party as someone who uses tactics that create a sense of chaos and overwhelm. And it can be seen as a form of information overload and causes distress. So first, let's break this down. We had the rapid-fire executive orders, a flurry of executive orders in quick succession, quicker than we had a chance to understand them and understand the impact of them and the ramifications of them and who is going to be impacted. And then being a constant media presence, relentless media, controversial statements and actions, so much to talk about, so much to unpack, and also the barrage of news that created a sense of chaos and uncertainty. And then polarizing rhetoric. Trump's use of polarizing and inflammatory rhetoric often created a heightened sense of fear and anxiety among the public. Still does. I mean, now there are a ton of videos on TikTok, Instagram, trying to help people know what to do when ICE agents come to their door, come to their office, come to their school, come to their children's school. I mean, these are all new things that people are now very, very concerned about, and it is dominating social media. There is also a disruption of the norms by frequently breaking with established political norms and traditions. And Trump kept both his supporters and critics off balance with his sudden proclamations about things that he had done. Then they go to people in Congress and other places to interview them, and you hear them do a lot of this. He said that? Then that's something that we need to really look at, which means they had no idea he was going to say that thing. And they are afraid of saying, what? Why would he say that? We have no idea what he's talking about, or we have no plan to actually support that. But just, now let's roll with it, because what, it's Tuesday, you know, it just sort of is happening all the time. And also a targeting of vulnerable groups. So these policies that we're dealing with now are targeting vulnerable groups such as immigrants and people who are transgender, etc. And so this causes distress, and this causes division, and this causes people to, I think, jump on the bandwagon of being bullies. And it also triggers people to become allies. Either way, it can be consuming in every different direction. And I think when we talk about all that he has been doing. We can also look at other political leaders who did similar things to him. You can type in what has Trump done so far, 10 days of executive madness. You'll be able to see some of those things for yourself. What's also been incredible is that there are so many similarities. When we see what's happening here, we can see so much that also exists within destructive cults. There is the manipulation of the spiritual experience. There's unethical hypnosis. There is media overload. You know, there is a particular guru who has his members make hundreds of videos a day doing PR for him, getting the presence out there on social media for him. And they have to keep to however many hundreds they said they were going to do that day, which is, of course, going to keep them from resting, from eating, from thinking about spending time with their families, from thinking about what their body needs that day. They are on a mission to get the word out. And the leader is using them for free labor, which also is not something they have time to even step back and think about. So, how does information overload affect the brain? There are multiple mechanisms that are used. One is environmental control. So when you restrict sleep, food, or personal space, you are most certainly creating psychological distress. When you use social manipulation, when you're isolating members from support networks, enforcing strict hierarchies, you're also causing psychological distress. You push upon people this emotional exploitation, alternating between praise and criticism unpredictably, which is very consuming, very distracting, because you don't know how you're going to be treated from one moment to the next. And you don't know if the thing you did that day that was great yesterday is going to be seen as great today. That's what a lot of people talk to me about who are in relationships with emotional manipulators or with narcissists. They really don't know who they're coming home to at any given moment, what kind of personality they're going to be met with. Are they going to be met with someone who is dismissive of them? Are they going to be met with someone who loves them? Are they going to be met with someone who's berating them? They haven't changed. They're not doing anything different, but the person they're with is treating them very differently from one moment to the next. And that is very difficult to deal with. It's very hard to actually calm your nervous system when you deal with that. Same thing happens within cultic groups. There is also identity destabilization, forcing name changes, new personas, dramatic lifestyle shifts, social isolation through restricted communication with outsiders, public humiliation. That is actually something that causes people a lot of distraction because they work very hard to make sure that they're not going to be treated in this shaming way with being publicly humiliated. So they have to then focus on what happened the last time when someone was publicly humiliated, and they have to remember to not do that, whatever that is, even though, again, it's never kind of a perfect equation in cults. So what caused someone to be safe from humiliation might cause them to be humiliated today. Most importantly, I think, in terms of what we're talking about here, is crisis manufacturing. That overwhelms people in the same way that we are being overwhelmed now. Crisis manufacturing is a way to keep members in constant fight or flight mode. This idea that people are out to get us, this idea that the world is against us, this idea that Armageddon is right around the corner. And then when you have all of these situations going on where you are really on edge a lot of the time and overwhelmed a lot of the time, you then have heightened suggestibility because you're mentally exhausted. You also have emotional dependency in a way that you might not have ever had before in your life, because you are dependent on the leader for validation and comfort and a feeling of safety. You also have impaired decision-making abilities and dissociation from previous identity and beliefs. And you develop trauma bonds with your abusers, with the people who are doing this to you, You feel very connected, very dependent, and you have a loss of personal autonomy and critical thinking. So these psychological distress tactics combine with information overload to create a powerful control mechanism. When members are mentally exhausted and emotionally vulnerable, they become more and more susceptible to accepting the leader's interpretation of reality. Same thing happening in politics. Same thing happening with the media. The constant barrage of information prevents proper processing of traumatic experiences, while the psychological distress makes it harder to critically evaluate the information being received. And then this creates a self-reinforcing cycle where critical thinking abilities are systemically broken down and personal identity becomes increasingly fragmented. Dependency on the cult leader deepens and resistance to manipulation weakens. You also might have an lack of ability or a lessened ability to recognize abuse. You're so overwhelmed and so distracted that you might not realize how you're being treated on top of everything else. There are many psychological mechanisms at play when we talk about all of this. There's cognitive dissonance, which is the mental discomfort that occurs when holding contradictory beliefs, leading people to seek resolution through acceptance of cult teachings. Like, let me just believe it, because that's going to make this all feel so much easier. There's also learned helplessness, a condition where repeated exposure to uncontrollable situations leads people to believe they are powerless to change their circumstances. That's happening a lot today. Then there's Stockholm syndrome, the psychological response where captives or abuse victims bond with their captors and abusers as a survival strategy. Trauma bonding, as I mentioned before, which is the formation of strong emotional attachments between victim and abuser through cycles of abuse and intermittent reinforcement. And then cognitive overload, back to where we began. When mental resources are depleted, making rational decision-making and critical thinking more difficult. And so, what do we do? I think it is really important, and there'll be more to this discussion in the next bonus episode, because there's more to talk about here. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know, one of the things that we can tell people to do that is really very helpful is to take a break from it all, if you can, and only come back to it when you're feeling able to focus in on one or two issues that matter to you and focus on those. When I was teaching kids years ago who had different reading issues or language processing or visual processing issues, I would instruct them when they were faced with a whole page of type, whether it was a book or on a test or on a screen. And I would have them take a piece of paper and cover up the entire page and just pull down the paper a little bit to uncover the first line of text. And that's all they saw. So that's all they needed to read. And then they could pull down the next one. Or I would make a piece of paper with a line of kind of a long rectangle, a narrow rectangle that was exposed and cut out. So as they moved the paper down, they would still only see one line at a time, at a time, at a time. So everything else was still covered and it wasn't going to overwhelm their mind's eye. Same thing here. I will often say that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'll watch things kind of with one eye open, like I don't want to see it all, but I need to see some of it. So think about the issue that matters to you or the issues, the few of them that matter to you, and focus on those and learn about those and stay on top of what's happening if you want to, if you can. But also give yourself a permission to take a vacation from it all at times so that you can get your reserves back. And also, in that distance, you can lessen the emotional response and just get into the facts. This will be continued again in the next bonus episode. Good luck out there. There is a lot going on, and I'm sending my support to all of you. So that's all for part one of our deep dive into information overload. If you found this episode valuable and want to continue exploring these crucial insights, head over to my Patreon, where you'll find part two of Chaos and Control. In the second part, we'll delve deeper into specific strategies for maintaining mental clarity while staying informed in today's political landscape. To support the show and access this content, visit patreon.com/indoctrination. The link is also in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and remember, it is okay to take breaks from the chaos to protect your mental well-being. Take care.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.